Okay, so this patient has a diagnosis of primary hyperparathyroidism, as evidenced by the parathyroid adenoma. The word primary means that the problem is with the organ itself. So primary hyperparathyroidism, it's the parathyroid gland itself that's fucked up. Okay, it has the adenoma. If we were to have secondary hyperparathyroidism, it means there is a cause external to the parathyroid glands that are causing the high PTH, which is renal failure. Okay, most classically. Now, in this case, primary hyperparathyroidism, you need to know for USMLE, serum calcium will be elevated and serum phosphate will be decreased. The mechanisms for which PTH will increase serum calcium, most importantly, it's going to cause calcium release from the bone into the serum. I'll talk about the mechanism in a moment, but serum calcium will increase because of release of calcium from bone. In addition, PTH will cause the reabsorption of calcium distally in the kidney, okay, in the late distal convoluted tubule. So the three effects of PTH at the kidney, so number one is on the apical membrane of the late distal convoluted tubule. Apical means on the side of the urine, basolateral, on the side of the blood. So on the apical membrane of the late DCT, we have a calcium phosphate antiporter. They go the opposite direction. That's activated by PTH. So from the urine, calcium will be reabsorbed, and then phosphate will be secreted from the cell, from the tubular cell, directly into the urine. We lose phosphate, which is consistent with our low serum phosphate in primary hyperparathyroidism. So that's the first effect PTH has at the kidney. The second effect is PTH will cause decreased phosphate reabsorption in the proximal convoluted tubule. That fucks students up because whilst in the late DCT, we have phosphate secretion concurrent to calcium reabsorption. In the PCT, we have decreased phosphate reabsorption. Okay, so it's decreased reabsorption in the PCT, but phosphate is actively secreted into the urine in the late DCT. So that's the second effect in the kidney. The third effect is PTH will upregulate 1-alpha hydroxylase, which is the enzyme that activates vitamin D3. So we have the inactive 25 hydroxy D3. It'll be activated into 125 dihydroxy D3, and then our activated dihydroxy 125 D3 is going to cause the absorption of calcium and phosphate from the small bowel. Now, so those are the three effects of PTH to the kidney, in addition to PTH causing calcium release from bone. So we're going to have increased serum calcium, decreased serum phosphate. Now, this is where things get a little bit weird. Serum ALP is going to be increased because that reflects osteoblast activity. As I said, this is really confusing for students because when we talk about PTH causing calcium release from bone, that's because of increased osteoclast activity. Osteoclasts resorb bone, they break down bone. But then you say, but wait, I thought you just said serum ALP is increased, which reflects osteoblast activity. Osteoblasts build bone. So you say, how does that make sense? It's because molecularly, PTH binds to osteoblasts, not osteoclasts. Okay, it binds to osteoblasts, but then osteoblasts are going to activate the osteoclasts, which in turn break down the bone. So PTH will bind to the osteoblasts. The osteoblasts express something called rank L, rank ligand on their cell surface. That rank L will bind to the rank receptor on osteoclasts, thereby indirectly activating the osteoclast through PTH. So that's how we get the bone resorption. But the serum ALP is increased because the cell that PTH actually binds to is the osteoblast, not the osteoclast. And the step one will ask you that. Answer will be osteoblast for where PTH binds. Now, the most confusing variable here is going to be the urinary calcium. Now, I literally just preached at you how PTH is causing the reabsorption of calcium from the urine. So you say, oh, like urinary calcium should be decreased, though. It's not, it's increased. Okay, now that's a major what the fuck. You say, how is that possible? If PTH is reabsorbing calcium from the urine, how the fuck could urinary calcium be high, not low? It's because serum calcium is high. So even though PTH, yes, is causing the reabsorption of calcium from the late DCT. Because there's so much calcium being filtered, the net amount of calcium in the urine is still elevated. Okay, so that's a major mind fuck. So when you get the arrow here, it's like, ooh, wow, like urinary calcium's increased, not decreased. Every student gets this wrong, okay, unless it's explicitly articulated, okay? So, which is what I'm doing here. Now, so in summary, we've got increased serum calcium, decreased serum phosphate, increased serum ALP, and increased urinary calcium, okay? That's probably, the latter is probably the greatest value I can confer here, is that in primary hyperparathyroidism, despite the calcium reabsorption from the urine, we have increased urinary calcium, not decreased. Okay, that's it.